Welcome to another episode of After Hours. This is literally after The Last of Us recording, and the same three fucking people are here.
Also the same three people who beat the fucking Walking Dead.
Yeah. The only three of, like, the five fucking people. For shame. So I barreled through The Last of Us, I barreled through The Walking Dead, and I barreled through Walking Dead 400 days. 400 days is only, like, about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Which you guys, really short.
It was really fucking short, wasn't it?
Yeah, yes.
It's a little unnerving how short it was.
Unnerving?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a typical...
Well, by the time you get into one person's story, it's practically over and you're switched to someone else. And before you know it, you're done with
the
all
way that they,
five people.
The way that they tied everything, though, at the end was pretty
six,
nice.
Six, technically.
Yeah, that's true. But before anything else, before talking about specifics, this is a spoiler cast. So
yes.
We want to make it completely clear that we are going to spoil the hell out of, like, the hour and a half or 2 hours that you play the game. So if you don't want to listen to this, listen to The Last of Us, which is also a spoiler cast. But sorry, these are, like, the newest podcasts we got. So Chris and I have already seen Vince's part. Let's go through every single one. Just boom, boom, boom. Because this is a short episode, not a 16-hour epic. What did you do? Who did you save in Vince's part? And what did you think of that part? Like, how they set it up? Was that the first person that you picked?
No, the first person I picked was Russell.
Okay. But let's talk about Vince for now.
So for Vince, I did... Well, I'm doing a second playthrough.
Okay.
Because...
Weren't happy with the ending, with how many people you saved.
Yeah, I didn't fucking... Why is Vince not coming with me? I want to figure all that out.
You want everybody there.
Yeah, or at least the... The people I... Well, okay. Let me clarify. I didn't really like anybody except Vince.
Oh, really?
Like Vince was the only person I actually liked in the game. I thought everybody either sucked or I didn't get to know them well enough.
Yeah.
Let's explain one thing real quick. At the end of the game, once you've played through all the
Anybody who's listening, they know this. If they're listening to this, they know this.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But what happens is you get the chance to... Someone comes along to take them out of the camp that they've clustered into or run into and go to a bigger camp where it's supposed to be more safe. And depending on how well you played the game or decisions you made, they will either go with you or stay there.
And so my thing wound up being Shell and... The heroin girl were the only two who went with
the heroin girl.
Yeah, all three dudes decided to stay back at the camp, and I didn't like
really?
That.
Really? Hippie?
Yeah.
He
he stayed because Vince stayed.
Huh. Interesting.
So with Vince, I saved the first time. I didn't realize what was happening, so I picked.
You're about to say accidentally,
Danny.
Didn't you?
Huh?
You're about to say accidentally saved.
Well, I accidentally saved the fucking white collar criminal dude who was a total douchebag.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that, so I went back and played it again and saved
Danny.
But because I didn't realize I wasn't getting like what was going on, like that I was gonna shoot them in the foot and kill. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't know why I didn't get that, but it was because it was like. My excuse is that it was like 6 in the morning when I was playing it.
It was also right in your face, like when they're doing this. They're
like
building up the
super fast. Like, so, but that's what I wound up doing. I wound up saving Vince. The way I played Vince was pretty much like, you know, he doesn't regret saving his brother. Mm-hmm. He would do what he had to do. I kept the first playthrough, I threw the gun. Second playthrough, I kept the gun. At least if I kept the gun, it wasn't as stupid as me throwing it on the roof and then the roofer finding it. That's what they say happens.
Yeah.
I didn't. That was, you know, that's my whole thing with Vince.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do?
I saved, God, I don't remember who the guy,
Danny is the pedophile.
Oh, jeez. That makes it sound a lot worse.
He wasn't a pet. He might have been falsely accused.
It's a statutory rape.
Statutory rape.
Yeah,
okay.
So okay. I saved Danny because Alex and I went through...
this is his excuse.
Saw the demo playthrough at E3, so I sort of followed that path.
Exactly the same.
Wondering how that would play through at the end of the game.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's funny because like the demo or like a Telltale basically said like that if you picked the Y color guy, he was gonna leave you anyway. But it's funny, at the end, they both leave you. They never wind
well,
up.
Well, no, Danny's
that...
dead.
Yeah.
Oh, Danny's dead?
He dies somewhere along the line.
Okay. But, like, basically, like, what happens in that part, then, is if you get to the end, is that that guy, the white-collar guy, just leaves you because he lied his ass off.
Yeah.
You know? So that's how Vince gets to that point. So it's just, you know, it's just a little bit different. But, yeah, I played exactly the way that we were shown at E3, yeah. Just because we were told, like, well, if you pick the other dude, this is what's going to happen. We're like, fuck that. But literally, like, the E3 demo was the Vince part.
Yeah, that's
so,
it?
Yeah, that was it. But they laboriously went through it. Like, we're talking.
I thought
like,
the Vince part was a little weird because everything else revolved around that gas station.
Yes.
Except Vince's part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was a little weird.
That
and
was
it
weird.
Felt like a little, like, Lee-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what, you know, oh, another prisoner killed somebody and,
mm-hmm.
you know. So what was after? What did you do? Well, I guess I'll talk about, I mean.
They just pick somebody.
Shell.
Oh, Shell, I didn't, I let the guy go. Apparently that was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And,
what happens?
Oh, you let him go and they, you don't see it, but they flash forward to another day.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back with his friends, and the old black guy died.
Oh, okay.
So that happened, and then Stephanie, I guess, had been stealing and trying to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So they want you to kill her.
Yeah.
And I just took the fucking keys,
camper van, and go.
Drove away. I didn't,
yeah. Yeah, I killed that dude.
You killed really? Him?
Yeah, I killed him.
It just, I don't know. I just never felt like she was an asshole. I mean,
what?
She should.
Oh
have
no,
been.
No, 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 no! I'm not Stephanie, but the.
No, no,
the
no,
dude
no!
At the
I'm
beginning.
Saying like, I just didn't feel like I don't know the earlier conversations.
Yeah, Stephanie didn't feel disingenuous.
Yeah, well, Shell.
Yeah.
Didn't feel like she would have shot a guy.
Yeah.
So I just that's what I
yeah.
went with.
But as
and
far,
I usually play the games on how yeah. decisions I would make.
But yeah. as far as like the beginning goes and stuff like that, like Shell, I you know the way that I played her was, you know. Very protective of her sister, and her sister was already ready to do that sort of thing.
That's what, another reason why I didn't want to do it. I didn't want her to go on that path. I wanted
yeah.
to show her a different way.
But as far as that goes, like, I was okay with it because I was like, you know, tough decisions need to be done. And maybe it's coming off of playing, like, The Last of Us,
yeah,
or it's like...
I mean, you're right. I'm just coddling somebody because I'm still trying to hold on to my fucking humanity.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, as far as that goes and stuff, it's like... You know, it was apparent that if, you know, unfortunately what happened was that, you know, that guy got into our camp and he just can't be trusted. Like, I can't let him leave because we don't know what's going to happen. There is a certainty as to death. So that was kind of like my logic
sense.
Behind
yeah.
it. So that's where I went through. But when it flashed forward, that was the reason why Stephanie had to be put down was because... The rule was no one leaves, no one comes in.
Well, that's the same thing they
yeah.
said anyway. They
yeah.
made that rule anyway.
Of course. But that's like kind of like the magic of The Walking Dead is it makes your... It acknowledges your decision, but still goes on its merry way, continuing that,
yeah, yeah,
with
yeah.
their narrative, you know what I mean? So did you kill...
did you kill Stephanie? Or what happens at
I took
away?
The camper, yeah.
I let the guy live, and I kill Stephanie, yeah.
Well, what happens when you kill Stephanie?
It ends. You never leave the camper. He just picks up the gun and walks out, and that's the end of that.
But did the
story.
Did you still see Shell at the end?
No, they never show her.
Oh,
Shell's not there at the end. The girl that you were
that
playing?
You were gonna kill?
No, Stephanie is the girl you were gonna kill.
You were Shell.
Oh, you're Shell.
And their sister.
Well, they had to show that.
Shell's talking to her sister about what to do. Are they gonna leave or go out and kill?
No, but I mean at the very end of the game when the black lady comes to get you to go to Woodbury, I think
yeah, they decided to stay.
Yeah.
They decided to stay for some reason. I don't know why.
Okay. Because you killed the girl, that's why.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of just bouncing.
So basically they're gone from the entire story.
Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting.
Well, no, they're there. They just don't go with you to the camp because you killed Stephanie.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. All
they're right. there. I'm sure they're there with the camper and everything. It's just they don't...
show up for the...
Yeah, when you and I had at the end, it was like, hey, that guy's hunting you. I don't think he's still hunting you. Yeah. You know, it's been a while, but...
Yeah.
So then, well, who's the next
Bonnie.
One? Oh, Bonnie's the fucking worst character. Hated her from
that
from
was
the
kind
jump.
Of like a really awkward
it
introduction.
Just everything about that was just stupid and weird and wrong, and I thought
there
it was poorly
written. There
was
one part that I really liked, which is the chase through the cornfield.
Yeah. That part,
well,
that was a neat
find
set
out
piece.
Who, yeah. When you find out who's chasing you, it is, yeah.
Well, it's
no, there's more than that.
It's the people
from the gas station.
From the gas station. Yeah. But, no, that was the only part I liked, but that had nothing to do with the narrative. I thought narratively it was very poorly written. I thought, like... I thought... I didn't like the characters. I thought just the way they're... It was just... She looked gross and white trash, and he was hitting on her while his wife's right there. And then that whole scene when he fucking when she hits her wife in the face and her eyes all fucked up.
That was poorly done.
And he was just like, "You're a bitch. I hate you. I'm killing you. Why'd you kill me?" It was just like,
"Why are you still talking?"
Yeah, just stop talking. Just be like one word. It was like she had a fucking soliloquy, like a monologue on this shit. While like
probably
while she's
better if she kept hitting her.
It was just
be quiet.
Dumb, like,
be quiet.
And then I told him the truth. It was an accident. I didn't fucking know.
Oh, I lied.
So she winds up going. No, did she go to the camp?
Yeah.
She was
at the camp.
No, but I mean, does she go at the end?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, mine's at the camp, too. I basically was truthful the whole time, even to the dude and stuff, which, you know, the dude's gone, too, right? Like, at the end.
Yeah.
Like, he said they make a mention that he had left her off on her own or...
Something like that, Okay.
But see, that's the... Okay, we'll go. Keep going. Yeah. I have some...
So the next one was... lower Russell? Left corner. No, that Russell's the lower right corner. He's the black dude, right?
Yeah.
The hippie.
Oh, the hippie. What did I do for the hippies? I didn't want to play. I begrudgingly played paper, rock, scissors and lost.
I won and I got the trophy. Yes.
Yeah.
I lost and went.
That kept going and going, by the way. That rock, paper, scissors game. I think I played 12 rounds of it until I finally fucking
serious?
Beat him.
Was
yes.
You tied?
That tied the whole...
Oh, no,
like,
I won the first two.
No, I won the first two, and then it was tie all the way up to number 12. I was like, holy shit. And they were making...
Two out of three.
It was hilarious because they were making comments.
If you keep picking... If they're both picking scissors, if they're both picking paper, it's not
going to... And it was interesting because they had comments going throughout all 12 like rounds. I was like, man, could I continue this? This is hilarious.
No, I lost and had to go out, and then I had to fucking... I tried to drag the guy, and I shot zombies, and then the truck shows up. I think the truck is the same guy from Russell's fucking storyline.
It's him.
Ooh, okay. It's
easy to notice.
And so I wound up... Then he left, and then I ran out down the street. I thought that was stupid, too. That was just dumb. How did it put?
I obviously won, so I stayed in the car.
Yeah.
Dude disappears. Basically, like, he drops the keys, you know, and turns on the interior lights, you know, drops the keys, you know, pull the car back, the car seat back, grab the keys, turn it off. You see a fucking truck light, like, right there when you turn it off. Like, you're like... Oh, shit. And so he tries to get in and stuff like that. There's a struggle. You drive off, leave your friend. You're gone.
That was stupid. But go ahead. And now, okay, what happened to you?
Same thing. I won. Stayed in the car. Get the keys. Dude in the truck shows up. You drive off, leave your friend.
That was dumb.
Yeah.
Either way, it's dumb.
Well, what happened with you? Because you had to get out of the car.
I get out of the car, I find some shit on the ground, and I go, who is this? I find a backpack or whatever. I get up to this guy who's laying in the road, and you're like, I try to help him by dragging him down the street, and then I have to stop because zombies are coming, and I shoot him in the head.
Yeah.
Shoot the zombies in the head, and then I just finally, then when I get close enough and I see the struggle with the truck, and my friend drives off, I fucking take off and run down the street.
Huh.
I thought that was stupid. And then finally Russell.
Yeah, I thought that. Going back to that, I thought that their chemistry was pretty cool. I mean, it did.
Their dialogue was good in the car, but between the two friends, that was great. But I feel like, go ahead. I just said
because I had a completely obviously like because I stayed in the car, I had a completely different experience than if I was like outside. Because you know, my guy, that guy, the hippie guy, was begrudgingly doing it anyway. If he was outside, so it doesn't make sense for him to go out.
Yeah.
But if it was the other dude, well, yeah, it's your fucking fault. You wanted to check out the body. You deal with that
well,
shit.
Well, that's what I said. I was like, dude, it's not my fault. It's not my... And then I somehow agreed to do rock, paper, scissors. Yeah. I was like, no.
Yeah.
Like, I made the decisions. It's your fault, fucker.
Yeah. For me, like, I played it off, like, you know, between their, you know, kind of, like... Mel Gibson, Danny Glover kind of like, you know, relationship. That's why, like, it led to that. It's like, that's why I suggested it. So Russell was really interesting because we really had no idea who he is. I did see the girl from the main season one.
Oh, yeah, when you dive.
I didn't recognize her.
When you dive, I was like, oh, shit, and then you get the achievement. It's like reunited.
Yeah, and then the actual trophy is, like, both those two people, like, their headshots. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's funny. and then of course, you get picked up, and this fucking sadist.
I did not want to get in the car with this dude. Like, the first time I did, and then I went through play-doh, I was like, I'm not going to get in this car at all.
Yeah.
Nope. Then the zombie started coming. I was like, fuck, I got to get in the car.
Yeah.
He was an asshole.
He was an asshole, yeah.
Like, I tried to pull a gun on him. Did you pull the gun on him?
No.
Oh, I pulled the gun on him. Mm-hmm. And it said, shoot him. And I pressed to shoot him, but it didn't shoot. And the guy takes the gun out of my hand.
Oh.
And then just says, come on, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I want to save these two old people, and I couldn't save the old people.
Mm-hmm.
So I just... I didn't like his face. He had this, like, I smelled shit the entire time. Like,
mm-hmm. Well, especially that part where, like, they pull off the side of the road and then you see the fucking zombie rolls down the window.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck, dude?
Like, Russell's thing is he just came from a group that was like that.
Yeah.
So he left one group that was, you know, terrorizing anybody they could find.
Mm-hmm.
And now he finds some... It's the first person he runs into.
Now, do you think
a sociopath?
Do you
like
think
the
that was
left.
The same guy? That do you think?
I never noticed. I might be.
Well, no. What I'm saying is that because the old person says you just left your mask, and he's like, "What is he talking about, mask? You've been here." He's like, "Don't start." Do you think he just came back to finish him off, or do you think like?
I don't remember that part.
Ooh, possibly. Yeah, might be. There's a lot of things that happened at that diner. Just you know, that just is definitely missing.
I'll be honest, I didn't really like the DLC.
Okay.
The problem was, what I like about The Walking Dead, this game didn't have. It's not just the decisions, it's what the decisions mean to the characters that I like and create.
The problem is that, like, within 20 minutes, it's just not enough time.
To establish a character, and none of them did anything really likable for me to begin with, except, like, I could pick a couple of decisions and make them likable, but it wasn't like, you know what I mean? Like,
It was too short.
It was not enough. I feel like they should have had a stopgap season with one full episode of every person.
The thing is, like, what's more interesting to me about this episode, this DLC episode, was the implications of what it is going to be in season two.
Yeah.
Which is why, like, unlike you two, I'm actually going to stick with my decision with whoever's going to go with me. There's a possibility that if they are going to go with these characters for season two, that these are the only people that you can work with. And I think that they're trying something new and something really kind of... This is more like... I feel like this is a big gamble for them because, yeah, you're right. Like, and I think Telltale knows it too, that there is some emotional gravitas that's missing from this DLC. But that might be on purpose. Because, like, I feel that a lot of that is probably going to come out, like, once you actually have them... in season two, where they can actually delve on it.
Well, first of all, the reason why I'm doing it is because, like, my decisions, I felt like they were good decisions. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was making good decisions. I feel like these were not really decisions. They were like, it was like way more choose your own adventure. Like, I'm going to go left instead of right. Instead of being like, okay, I can kind of see where this decision is going to go. Like, when you go, okay, I need to feed...
Mm-hmm.
I need to pick who I'm feeding group, or I'm going to choose whether or not to take this person's food. Mm-hmm. Just sitting there, most of it was like, the only decisions I felt were important were, one, I made a mistake, so I didn't want to kill
Danny.
And two, Shell was the only one where I felt like I made any weighty, meaningful decision and said, nope, I'm going to leave, I don't want to fucking be a part of this.
That was a really good part. For me, the way that they really kind of organized this whole thing, if there were such organization, is that this is going to be what serves as a backstory to whatever they tell in the season two. And this is kind of like their motivation as to, you know, what's going to propel whatever adventures they take, like, in season two. And I don't personally feel that they're just going to throw away whoever is left at the camp and kind of leave them be. I almost feel that they're going to circle back and bring the entire cast eventually together.
Yeah.
In kind of a weird way.
I'm redoing it because I want to get everybody to go to the camp the first time around, because I'm wondering if they're going to bring them in versus just
I'm curious as to how they're, like you're saying, like, I'm curious how they're going to do it, but the problem I have is that I made a bunch of decisions. I don't know who my character is going to be in the game, so what difference is, like...
Yeah, we won't know. That's the biggest problem here, is we don't know what they're setting up.
What does that do? The end of season one ends with Clem looking at the fucking horizon and seeing two people.
Yeah.
Like...
That doesn't mean anything.
Is Clem going to be in the fucking game? Like, are you going to... You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So... I don't know. I'm curious to see how it is. This is a little DLC. I'm glad I got it. I'm glad I got to experience it.
Yeah.
I'll fuck around with it a little bit. Yeah. You know.
But what's interesting, though, is that, you know, what we should take out of this DLC isn't necessarily just a story, because let's face it, this is filler.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree that this is filler all the way up till season two. And whatever they're going to use, you know, and all the choices that we did in season one carries over to this DLC, it carries over to season two, whatever. What I'm more interested about is how they're going to implement all the stuff that they've learned and shown off in the DLC, of what they're able to do to create a lot more high tension moments in part two. Like I said, like, my favorite part throughout this entire DLC was probably the cornfield section. And the fact that they were able to capture a tense moment without having full control of a character is a very creative way of working within your game engine, but at the same time showing a different way to tell a story.
Yeah.
Like, literally that one part in the cornfield section where you literally stop and two of them start having a conversation right in front of you. It's like, did you see her? It's like, no. I'm like, holy shit, you know? Like, this is basically showing us that, yeah, by the way, Telltale still has some tricks up its sleeves.
No, I know, and like, it gives me hope for, like, what I'm looking for in terms of a technical thing, and I know it's going to be good. It's just that, like, this should have been free.
Hmm.
I don't feel like this was the same cost as the $5 for every other fucking thing, and this was not nearly as good or as satisfying.
Or maybe it is. We don't know. That's the biggest problem.
No, but it isn't, because it's a DLC that I paid $5 for that adds to
season one. Yeah.
This might pay off later, but if I didn't play this, I would still be able to play season two.
Right.
You know what I mean? They would make decisions for me.
Yeah.
Wouldn't matter.
Right.
Wouldn't matter, because I don't know. I didn't pick Kenny before he got to Herschel's house, so that could be the same thing.
Yeah.
Telltale telling us that you should have played the first one before you play this DLC, which you really don't.
Well, you do need to play it. Well, you do, because you can't play it unless you have at least episode one.
Yeah.
So I found out
that's
the hard
what I mean.
Way.
Like, you need to have, you can't have downloaded. You need to. Well, that's free on PlayStation Plus, isn't it? You didn't play The Walking Dead?
No, I did.
It's free.
I deleted it. I didn't think they were going on with anything else, so I deleted. I had to re-download it, the first one anyway.
What, you did?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's too mechanical, and it's not enough of what I liked about the first season of The Walking Dead, which is the characters.
The drama, the heart.
Yeah, create, like, that moment where Carly gets shot in the face, I said...
Shock.
Yeah.
I said, oh, shit. That's the part I was telling, for Ari wouldn't say, but I was like, I was like, oh, shit. And I literally was like, how do I fucking make that not happen?
Yeah.
I didn't want that to happen. And you can't make it not happen. I looked it up. He was like, that's it. You can't make it not happen. And I was like, well,
Carly,
that was
the other guy.
Fucking on. Well, I didn't pick the other guy, because I was like, why am I going to pick the fat guy when there's a fucking attractive woman here?
Who can shoot.
Who can shoot.
He gets shot.
She can't put a fucking battery in a fucking, in a radio, but she can shoot. And so I was like, all right, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I thought practically, I'm like, well, I need her because she can shoot the gun. And then I thought, okay, maybe there'll be some kind of... And then they start building up. And then the very same episode that they're, like, building up towards a relationship, she gets shot in the face.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit. And I actually gave a shit at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, that's what I love about this game, is that I like the characters and I like knowing the people.
What are the odds that the... I just thought it would have been kind of cool if the girl that shot Carly was at that camp. or will be in if she's in second season.
It's possible,
two.
But I think she's in the. I think
she
she's
is in the main comic.
She's in the main comic.
Really? In fact, she's not in the TV series, but she is in. She is in the governor's like prison. I think she's one of the wardens there or something like that. Like she was one of them, and I do recall reading something like that. So she does exist in the comic books, and this is, and as far as the Walking Dead seasons are concerned, these are all connected to the comic books.
Yeah.
So this is all that.
But yeah, so that's just my overall thing. It's like yeah. I'm glad I played it, but and I'll play through it again. But I wasn't over it. I didn't love it. Like yeah. I was hoping I would love it, and I just kind of was like, well, I feel like they can do a very good. You can do a really good job of making me like a character in 10 minutes, and they didn't do that. I didn't like anybody.
They were too busy setting up the choices.
Yeah.
Than building the character.
Yeah, and I didn't. And that's not what makes The Walking Dead as a comic book work, and that's not what makes Walking Dead as a TV show work. That's not what makes The Walking Dead work. It's the characters. Yeah. So
how about you? Like, what did you think overall?
Like I said, it was too short. I thought it could have been longer. At least if they set up the characters, what was it, 20 minutes per character? Then at least another 30, 40 minutes of everybody in the little camp would have been a lot better.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. That Russell story was about 10 minutes. And that Bonnie story was about the same. Like yeah. The Shell one was
they're
the
all
longest.
Short.
Yeah, the Shell one was the longest, and maybe Vince was number two.
Yeah. Shell's had like a very, very good way to establish a character. Especially when she starts talking to Stephanie, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you get a semblance of this character and what they want to hit. But the other characters, it felt, like you said, mechanical. It felt like they were leading you to make a decision and giving you all the hints to be able to make your decision count. While I personally would have cared, like, for more character development, I know that this is not the bread and butter for this yet. This is not the meat and potatoes. This is them basically saying... It's almost them kind of tempting fate and experimenting and saying, we want everybody who starts season two to have a completely different team than everybody else. And we as developers have to deal with that change. You know, it's almost like a test for them, which...
I hope they do a better job than fucking...
I think they
BioWare, like in Mass Effect 2, where I saved everybody and then I fucking all they owe is glorified cameos.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna happen.
I was livid.
I don't think that's gonna happen. And just for the record, I did get the hippie Bonnie and Shell and her sister, so Vince and Russell State. That's what happened.
I don't. Yeah, I want
figure
Vince
out what to do
to get them all. Like, I don't. Russell can fucking stay.
Yeah.
Fuck him. I don't care.
Yeah.
And I don't really give a shit if the hippie comes. I want Vince to come.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do. I want Vince to come.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
That's pretty much like The Walking Dead 400 Days. It's literally as short as we sat here talking about it, and we can't do anything about it because we want more.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely want awesome more stuff. Walking Dead, yes.
Yeah. And who knows what they're going to do, but like we said, you know, if you have $5 to spare, I guess get it. But, you know, it's not... required, like, reading or playing at this point, you know. Once we get the whole picture, we'll know everything. So, yeah. All right. Well, thanks, guys, and we'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
Atop the crags and cliffs, the air is thin. So we'll find a mountain path on down the hill. Meet me where the snow melt flows. It is there, my dear, where we'll begin again. Skip and stones, braiding hair, last year's antlers mark the trail. Take us back up.